there, this is Rain for Res Life. Okay, so I am an introvert, big time. I like being alone, reading my books, puttering around my room, and doing whatever. I like it, and I need it too. Being alone is how I feel energized for the week ahead of me. And unlike extroverts, I get exhausted from large group settings. It doesn't invigorate me, it drains me. So the thought of going to a group meeting, church, or even a small group can make me feel tired before I even go. And if I do go, then I do everything I can to stay in my own corner. I remember the last time I went to a new group where I only knew a couple of people, and I quickly attached myself to the host and helped serve drinks, refill snack trays, and basically any task that would let me hide out in the kitchen. I just plain do not like big groups. But as much as a large group setting doesn't excite me, that doesn't mean they aren't good for me. I have experienced over and over the benefit of being involved in a community, and specifically the body of Christ. Being alone does not help me become a better person. Being alone does not involve me in God's plan to reach and impact the world with His love. Being alone does not help me serve my fellow believers and help them grow. Isolation of this kind is harmful. Community is where those things happen. And that is why, no matter how you might feel about large groups, it is important to go, interact, and be a part of it. Be open to what God will do in your life and how He may use you in others' lives. Romans 12, verses 5 through 10 says this, quote, "Though we are many, we are one body in union with Christ, and we are all joined to each other as different parts of one body. So we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. If our gift is to speak God's message, we should do it according to the faith that we have. If it is to serve, we should serve. If it is to teach, we should teach. If it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whoever shares with others should do it generously. Whoever has authority should work hard. Whoever shows kindness to others should do it cheerfully. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another warmly as Christians, and be eager to show respect for one another." End quote.